You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So in general, identity refers to how someone identifies themselves, including their beliefs, values, role, and a sense of self. In the context of Christianity, identity often encompasses one's relationship with God and how that shapes every aspect of their lives. So I did say that this week we're speaking about all things identity, and just to look at how to understand identity for today, we are joined on the line by Pastor Utete, who's going to be helping us. Mpundisi, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? How's everything?
We are good, Mpundisi. Thank you for making time to chat to us. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Let us pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank you this morning for the gift of life. We are so grateful that we can talk about our identity. How much we pray that your Holy Spirit will help us unpack on issues that refers to our identity with Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. How does a person's understanding of their identity, you know, influence their beliefs and values? If I know who I am, how is that going to influence my values and my beliefs?
I would like to say first that an understanding of our identity, beliefs and values shapes your destiny. Because at the end of the day, you need to know where you are going. You need to know what you want to be at the end of everything.
Mm.
So it is very fundamental that you have a side or you have a footing on something that we call identity.
Mm.
Because that defines who you are, what you are doing, and where you will be.
Mm. Okay.
Yes.
So how do we now, you know, when now you have identified who you are, Mfundisi, because I believe that there are various things that add to one's identity. But now after you have done all of that, how does it now shape the roles and responsibilities individuals take in society?
That's a very pertinent question, because It will help someone to be placed by the society at a place where they really want him to be.
Mm.
Because if you do not have an identity, people would not know how to relate with you in a society.
Mm.
For example, if you say that you are a Seventh-day Adventist believer,
mm-hmm.
You go to church on Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
You eat this, you does not eat this, and it's very clear. When the society knows, they know the role on how they would need you and where they'll place you.
Mm.
But if you're just living and people can't identify you with something, it's very dangerous for you.
So Mpundisi, we all come from, we have roots, right? And we have, from our roots,
yes.
We have the cultures there. We are taught, you know, our identity. Sometimes we even use the tagazelo, you know, so this is your identity, man. You know, that's what they would instill with us or teach in us, you know, whilst growing up. But how does that cultural background now influence or impact our sense of identity, especially in relation to our faith? Because I'm not saying that all cultures teach that, but we do have some aspects of culture, you know, that would teach us the issues, for example, about ancestors, worshipping them, honoring them, and etc. And that goes in line sometimes with our identity as Africans, you know. But how does it now work in terms of our faith and our identity and religion?
Okay, that's a very good one. You know, it takes me to the Bible, Acts chapter 17 from verse 26, when Paul is addressing people at Athens, and he says he recognizes their cultural backgrounds and
mm-hmm.
what they believe in. So I'd like to say that the Bible stipulates that all the people in the earth,
mm-hmm.
they came from Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we have our background.
Mm.
Then as we multiplied, we developed into different cultures and different values. Mm. But recognition to say that I come from this culture and this is my roots, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
What becomes bad in relation to our faith is anything to do with an opposition of who God is. Because if you identify yourself with God and now your values go against God, then it becomes a problem on your faith.
Mm.
But it is not a problem to be recognized from the background of where you are coming from, as long as it's in line with the principles of God.
Mm-hmm. Mfundis, is identity fluid? Or does it remains the same? Can today I identify as, you know, the apple of God's eye, tomorrow I'm like, I'm something else. I'm something else. Is identity fluid?
A principle does not change.
Mm-hmm.
A principle stands. But what changes is personality.
Ah.
So it's not fluid. Yeah. So it's not fluid. Yes. If you identify yourself with God, you are God's child. But personality change, but identity still remains.
Okay. So Mpundisi, how does now identity, our identity, the concept of identity, you know, intersect with issues such as race, ethnicity, and diversity within Christianity?
Okay. Now, that's another important one, where people don't have to mix things, but an intersection of the issue of race, ethnicity, and Christianity also hinges on one's belief and one's principles. Because we need to realize that at the end of everything, we are a people, despite the race, despite ethnicity and Christianity, we are. The background check is we are a people. That's where we start from. But what matters now is to respect each other's ethnicity and race. There should not be any religion or any race that thinks it's superior than the other. That's a fundamental principle of life.
Mm.
And if we live like that, we'll be at harmony with one another.
Okay. So as we wrap up on Mpundisi, what role now does personal experience play in shaping one's identity, particularly in the context of their relationship with God?
Personal experience with God takes a very fundamental part in one's way of life with God. Because if you have a personal relationship, it's like a child with a mother. You cannot take away a child from a what?
Mm.
From a mother.
Mm.
And that's, to me, that's very important, because at the end of the day, if everyone leaves you, your mother will still cares for you. Even if you do bad things, she will still believes in you. So as a personal experience, I would say one needs to be identified personally with the one that he believes in. For in our instances, we believe in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ should be a personal friend to us, not just an overall to say we know him because we go to church. Because personal experiences defines a way of life. When you are in trouble, you can call to a friend, to a personal friend, because you know each other personally, and that's very supreme.
Indeed. We've laid a beautiful foundation for today. I'm going to ask that, can you please pray, and then we'll continue nicely tomorrow with the other aspects of identity.
Thank you so much. Let us pray. Father, we are so grateful that we can discuss on issues that pertains to our identity in a world where people have nothing to be identified with. How much we pray that as your children, we can be identified with you. And you have created us coming from different backgrounds. Help us to be content with where we're coming from and not to look down upon others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mpundisi. Have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we're powered by the SID Media. That was Pastor there coming through to saying,